How are you all? Hope you all are doing well. Today we are meeting again with another interesting lesson from Rajarata Guru Gedra on air program. Before start today's lesson, I'm going to ask some questions from you. You can give your answers. Are you ready? Question number one. What is your name? What is your name? Question number two. Where do you live? Where do you live? Question number three. When is your birthday? When is your birthday? Question number four. Who is your class teacher? Who is your class teacher? Okay, dear children, I'll read them again. Question number one. What is your name? Where do you live? When is your birthday? Who is your class teacher? Dear children, tell me, can you answer these questions? Hope many of you have answered them. Since preschool, our teachers, elders have asked those types of questions from us. How do we know that those are questions? Can anybody answer me? ආදරණීය දුවේ පුතේ, අපි පුංචි කාලේ ඉඳලම අපිට හම්බ වෙන ගුරුවරු වැඩිහිටියෝ අපෙන් ඔය වගේ ප්‍රශ්න ඕන තරම් අහලා තියෙනවා. ඉතින් අපි කොහොමද දැනගන්නේ ඒවා ප්‍රශ්න කියලා? කොහොමද ඒ දුවේ පුතේ? Okay. Now listen to this song and tell me the reason. What it is? It's about WH questions. With WH question words, we can easily understand the questions. ආදරණීය දුවේ පුතේ, WH කියන අකුරු දෙකෙන් පටන් ගන්න ප්‍රශ්න, ඒ කියන්නේ WH questions such as what, where, when, which, who වගේ වචන වලින් පටන් ගන්නේ ඉංග්‍රීසි භාෂාවේදී ප්‍රශ්න අහන්න භාවිතා කරන වචන. As an examples, what is your name? Who is your mother? Where do you live? When is your birthday? Okay children, today we are going to learn about these question words. Let's listen to them carefully. I think before we start today's lesson, it's better to listen to another song too. Hope you like it. Okay children, listen to this song, then we can meet again.
Five W's, you can't tell a story without five W's. Who, adoring me to who? Like a grandma or a dog or even you. What? A story needs a what? Like a birthday party or the fish you caught. Where? A story needs a where? Like your bedroom at the beach or over there. When? A story needs a when? Like this morning or on Tuesday or back then. Oh, why? A story needs a why? Like because you missed the bus or because they wanted to fly. 5 W's. You can't tell a story without 5 W's.
Hey everyone, I'm here for the song.
Hello?
Yoo-hoo! Where did everybody go?
Hope you have enjoyed it. Okay, let's talk more about WH question words. First, we are going to talk about what. What? What is this? What's that? What's your name? What are you doing? What is your favorite color? Hope you have listened to those types of questions. What? What kiyala ahanne mokadda kumakda kiyana eka? Answer should be a thing or an action. බොහෝ දුරට what වලින් පටන් ගන්න ප්‍රශ්නයකට පිළිතුරු වන්නේ කුමක් හෝ දෙයක් හෝ ක්‍රියාවක්. Right? What is this? This is a pen. What's your name? I'm Marshy. What are you doing? I'm speaking. I'm learning. I'm listening. Okay, children. Next one is Where kiyala ahanne kohinda kiyana eka? Where do you live? Where is your brother? Where is your father? Oya kohinda jeevath wenne? Oyage sahodaraya kohinda? Where kiyala prashnayak ahuwoth pilithura wenne sthanayak kiyana eka? Answer should be about a place. Next question word is who? Who is your father? Who is your best friend? Oyage thatta kawuda? Oyage hondama yaluwa kawuda? Answer should be a person. Pilithura pudgalayek sambandha wiya yuthui. Who? Ekena kawuda kiyana eka. Next word is when. When? Kavadda. When is your birthday? Agipandine kavadda. When is it open? Evi utta karanna kiyeda. Dinayak ho velawak pilimada api ahanakota when kiyana question word eka bhavitha karanna puluwa. Next one is why. Why? Ehi. Why are you crying? Ayyo oya andanne. Why are they laughing? Ayyo hina wenne. Why kiyala ehema natha ai kiyala prashnayak ahuwoth aniwaryen meeta pilithura hetuwak widihata idiripat kala yuthui. It's about a reason, giving reason. E wage pilithuru bohoma durata patan ganne because yana wacane. Okay children, today I am going to introduce only about 5 WH questions. What, where, who, why, when. But there are more question words. Okay, listen to this song.
Let's sing.
Question words. Ask me again. Words to help you find out all about your friends. Question words. Ask me again. Words to help you find out all about your friends. Who, why, what, when, where, how. Who, why, what, when, where, how. How are you? What's your name? Where do you live? When's your birthday? Who's your favorite singer? Why don't you like pizza? Question words. Ask me again. Words to help you find out all about your friends. Who, why, what, when, where, how. Who, why, what, when, where, how. Who is a word we use to ask about a person? Why is a word we use to ask about a reason? What is a word we use to ask for information? Who, why, what, when, where, how. When is a word we use to ask about a time or date? Where is a word we use to ask about a place? How is a word we use to ask in what way? Who, why, what, when, where, how. Question words. Ask me again. Words to help you find out all about your friends. Question words. Ask me again. Words to help you find out all about your friends.
Hope you enjoyed the song. Let's do a simple activity. I will give you 5 questions and 5 answers. You should match them. Okay, children, take out your books. Divide the page into 2 parts, part A and B. Part A carries questions while part B carries the answers. ඔයාලගේ පොත දෙපැත්තකට බෙදලා part A and part B කියලා ලියා ගන්න ඕනේ. We are going to write questions on part A and answers on part B. Then you can match part A and B questions with the suitable answers. Are you ready? Let's start. First, write part A. We are going to write questions on part A. Number 1. Who is she? Who is she? Question mark. Who? W should be capital as we are going to write question. Capital W, simple H, O. Who is she? Question mark. Number 2. Why are you crying? Why are you crying? Capital W, simple H, why. Why are you? A-R-E-R-Y-O-U. You cry. C-R-Y-I-N-G. Why are you crying? Question number 3. What are you doing? What? W-H-A-T. What? What are you doing? D-O-I-N-G. Doing? Question mark. Question number 4. Where do you live? Where? W-H-E-R-E. Where do you live? L-I-V-E. Live. Where do you live? Question number 5. When did the Jesus Christ born? When? W-H-E-R-E. When did the identity, the Jesus Christ. J-E-S-U-S, Jesus Christ. C-H-R-I-S-T, Jesus Christ, born. ? Okay, dear children, I'll read the questions again. Number one, who is she? Who is she? Number two, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Number three, what are you doing? What are you doing? Number four, where do you live? Where do you live? Number five, when did the Jesus Christ born? When did the Jesus Christ born? Don't forget to put the question marks. You have to put question marks at the end of the question. Okay, children, now we are going to fill the part B. Write these answers on part B. Are you ready? Okay. Part B, number 1. It's on 24th December. It's on 24th December. Number 2. I live in Kandy. I live in Kandy. Number 3. She is my friend Rashini. She is my friend Rashini. Number 4. Because I hurt my head. Because I hurt my head. Number 5. I'm reading books. I'm reading books. Okay, children, I'm going to read them again. Part B, answers. Number 1. It's on 24th December. Number 2, I live in Kandy. Number 3, she is my friend Rashini. Number 4, because I hurt my head. Number 5, I'm reading books. Okay, children, try to match the questions with the suitable answers from part B. Have you finished? Okay, let's discuss the answers. What is the question number 1? Who is she? Who kela ehuwath pudgalayek genai? මේ අහන්නේ ඇය කවුද කියලයි. Who is she? What is the answer? Go through the answers given in part B. Yes, look at the answer number 3. She is my friend Rashini. So, answer should be number 3. She is my friend Rashini. What is the second question? Why are you crying? Why are you crying? Ayoya adanne. Ehenam adanne hetuwakuth idiripath karanna one. So what is the answer? There's an answer on part B, number 4. Because I hurt my head. මගේ ඔළුව තුවාලු වුණා. ඒකයි මං අඬන්නේ. Because I hurt my head. When we give reasons, we add in the conjunction because. So the answer is number 4. Because I hurt my head. Question number 3. What are you doing? What are you doing? Oya mokada karanne? What is the answer? Answer is number 5. I'm reading a book. I'm reading a book. What are you doing? I'm reading a book. Question number 4. Where do you live? Where do you live? Oya kohida jeevathan? Answer should be about a place. What is the answer? Yes, answer is number 2. I live in Kandy. I live in Kandy. Mama jeevathenne nuwara. Where do you live? I live in Kandy. The last question is, when is the Jesus Christ born? When is the Jesus Christ born? Yes, we all know the answer. Kavatta Jesus Christ swahanse ipadune. It's midnight on 24th December. Api ee raatri eka semaruwa, ehema neida? Answer is number 1. 24th December. Okay, dear children, have you checked your answers? Let's check them again. Question number 1. Who is she? Who is she? Answer is number 3. She is my friend Rashini. She is my friend Rashini. Question number 2. Why are you crying? Why are you crying? Answer is number 4. Because I hurt my head. Because I hurt my head. Question number 3. What are you doing? What are you doing? Answer is number 5. I'm reading books. I'm reading books. Question number 4. Where do you live? Where do you live? Answer is number 2. I live in Kandy. I live in Kandy. Question number 5. When is the Jesus Christ born? When is the Jesus Christ born? Answer is 24th December. 24th December. Okay, dear children, let's have a small break while listening to this song.
Captain Jakes, He always gets me awake each and every morning.
Where?
Jump straight under the bed. I know I want to be fed. It's always without warning. Who, what, when, where, why? Will I forget you when you're Mr. Fine? Oh, it's like a private eye. They gather all the information for the latest investigation. Work it out with who, what, when, where, why? By your side.
Have you enjoyed the song? Okay, children, it's time to do another activity. First, we'll write down the activity. Are you ready? Okay, go ahead. Number one, keep a blank. Blank, histana. Sarvelama oyala punchi histanak liyanno. Keep a blank. Blank, do you work? Number one. Blank, do you work? Question mark. Number two. Blank, is your class teacher? Is your class teacher? Question mark. Number three, blank, are they fighting? Are they fighting? F-I-G-H-T-I-N-G, fighting. Are they fighting? Number four, blank, your favorite subject. Your favorite subject. Favorite, F-A-V-O-U-R-I-T-E. Favorite. Subject, S-U-B-J-E-C-T. Question mark. Your favorite subject, blank. Blank, your favorite subject, question mark. Number five, blank. Is the party? Is the party? Okay, I'll read them again. Number one, blank, do you work? Question mark. Number two, blank, is your class teacher? Is your class teacher? Question mark. Number three, blank, are they fighting? Are they fighting? Question mark. Number four, blank, your favorite subject? Your favorite subject? Question mark. Five, blank, is the party? Is the party? Question mark. Use the question words, what, where, when, who, why, to fill these blanks. Okay? You have to fill these blanks with the question words we learned. What, where, when, who, why. Okay, children, have you finished? Let's check your answers. What is the first one? Blank, do you work? Blank, do you work? What is the answer? What is the suitable question word? මේ අහන්නේ කොහෙද වැඩ කරන්න කියන එකයි. එහෙනම් අපි මොකද්ද දාන්න ඕනේ? Yes, the answer should be where. කොහෙද කියලා ප්‍රශ්නයක් අහනවා නම් අපි පාවිච්චි කරන්න ඕනේ where කියන question word එක. W-H-E-R-E, where? So the answer should be where. Where do you work? Where do you work? Number 2. Blank is your class teacher. Blank is your class teacher. ඉතින් දුවේ පුතේ මේ අහන්නේ ඔයාලගේ පන්ති භාර ගුරුතුමා ගැන. ඒ කියන්නේ යම් කිසි පුද්ගලයෙක් පිළිබඳව. So the question word should be who. Who? W H O who. Who is your class teacher? Who is your class teacher? Question number 3. Blank are they fighting? Blank are they fighting? Eyala gahagatte. Ehenam metara ahanawa yatte hetuwak wenna puluwa. E kiyanne ai kiyana prashna wacane thamai metenta innō. Question word should be why. Why are they fighting? Why are they fighting? Number 4. Blank your favorite subject. Blank your favorite subject. ඒ කියන්නේ ඔයාගේ ප්‍රියතම විෂය ගැන අහන්නේ. එහෙනම් question word should be what. What? What is your favorite subject? What is your favorite subject? Number 5. Blank is the party. Blank is the party. කවද්ද උත්සවය තියෙන්නේ කියන එක වෙන්න තියෙන්නේ අහන්නේ. So the answer should be when. When? When is the party? When is the party? Let's go through these questions again. Number 1. Where do you work? Where do you work? Number 2. Who is your class teacher? Who is your class teacher? Number 3. Why aren't they fighting? Why are they fighting? Number 4. What is your favorite subject? What is your favorite subject? Number 5. When is the party? When is the party? Where? Who? Why? What? When? Okay, dear children. These question words are very important when answering the questions and speaking and listening for everything. Using WH question words, we can clearly ask the questions as well as give the answers. There are some more question words such as which, whose, whom, how, etc. We can discuss more about them in another lesson. So, today, we have discussed about only 5 question words. What are they? Do you remember? Tell me. Yes. What? Who? Where? When? Why? Okay, dear children. Now you are going to have 1 week vacation. You can make more questions using those question words. Try to make at least 2 questions from each question words and send to us. So, my dear children, now we have come to the end of today's lesson. Hope you have learned something new. Education is the passport to the future. For tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today. Education is the passport for the future. For tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today. අධ්‍යාපනය කියන්නේ අනාගතයට පාස්පෝට් එකක් වගේ. අද දවසේ ඒ වෙනුවෙන් සූදානම් වන අයට තමයි හෙට දවස උදාවේ. ඒ නිසා ආදරණීය දුවේ පුතේ හොඳට මහන්සිලා වැඩ කරලා ඔයාලගේ හෙට දවස වෙනුවෙන් සූදානම් වෙන්න. So please dear children, work hard. Learn well. Get the best use of this Rajaratu Guru Gedra on air educational program. You are having very important lessons throughout this program. Now we are about to say goodbye to 2021. We are waiting to welcome 2022. I wish you all a very happy new year with new hopes. And thank you Rajaratu FM Guru Gedra Onya program for helping our little children with these types of valuable lessons. Then, my dear children, hope to meet you all in the new year. Goodbye, children. Stay with Rajaratu FM Guru Gedra on air program next year too.
With